It surrounds six women that live in a small town in Louisiana. All of the action takes place within Truvy's Beauty Shop. And Truvy's Beauty Shop is more than a place just to get your hair done. It's a place for these six women to live out their lives and share their joys and their sorrows. It's a comedy and it's a tragedy all in one thing. So, interesting piece.
Well, people may be familiar with it from the two films that have been made mm-hmm. based on the play. And mm-hmm. I can think of two ways in which the films are different than the play, one of which you've already mentioned, the fact that in the play, all the action takes place in the beauty shop.
Right.
But in the films, there are characters that are portrayed on screen that are only mentioned by the characters in the beauty shop, but actually they don't walk in and can interact with them like they do in the movie.
Right, particularly the men.
Right.
So I think it's more fun for the audience to get their own picture of the men that these women are talking about, because it allows you to maybe take someone from your own past or your own experience and kind of plug them into those roles. So I like the fact that it's just women. It's like their territory and could never be invaded by anyone else.
The fact that you're a woman directing six women in a play written by a man.
Yes.
How did he capture so well the interaction between women, do you think?
I have no idea. He really has nailed it. He just knows exactly. I don't know. Maybe he grew up with his mother in a beauty salon. I don't know. But he really, really understands women. He understands the interaction and certainly the emotion. And he's not afraid to male bash. You know, he lays it out for those women to talk about these men in their lives.
Because so many people have seen the films, what benefits, but what challenges did that present to you as a director to then present this play on stage?
Mm-hmm. Well, people get an idea of a particular character played a particular way. And so I encourage the actors not to watch the film because I want them to develop their own ideas behind that particular character. So people have a tendency to say, oh, who's playing Dolly Parton? Well, nobody's playing Dolly Parton, but the role of Truvy is being played by, you know, such and such. So that's challenging. But I think we try to take it in a different direction a bit from the film. And I hope that those ideas that you've already gotten set in your mind will be diminished.
Well, how's the emotional impact of a work like this different from seeing it on a movie screen mm-hmm. or a TV screen and then seeing it portrayed by actors on stage?
Well, the world of theater is that it's living, breathing, and everyone is sharing the experience at the same time. And the actors are feeding off the reaction of the audience, which in turn the audience is feeding over, you know, out of the reaction of the actors. So it's just a different environment. It's much more intimate. And I think it's more emotionally grabbing being in live theater.
Well, for the actors who are playing these characters, in some cases these are college students, playing mm-hmm. characters who, written in the play, are 3-4 decades older than they actually are. What sort of challenge does this give to the actors or perhaps to you as a director?
Well, I have chosen for them not to play age. So we're basing it on the premise that these women are ageless and that their experiences are universal experiences that all women have. So we don't deal with the age. We're not aging them. We're not making them try to look older than they actually are. So what the actors have been doing is focusing on the character traits rather than the age. And I think it's going to play off well.
And you have one of your fellow faculty members actually portraying one of the characters in this production.
I do. I asked Lisa Bone, assistant professor of theater, if she would be interested in playing the role of Malin, which is the mother. And that was the one role that I felt like had to be the most genuine because of her relationship with her daughter Shelby. And so I was afraid that a college age student, traditionally college age student, wouldn't be able to understand that dynamic. And Lisa is a mother, and she has just brought a whole new dimension to the show that I think we would not have been able to capture otherwise.
One last question for you is, why do you think this play has connected so well with audiences? I mean, it was off Broadway, the two films, it was on Broadway. What's universal about this work?
Everything about this play deals with human emotions. It deals with birth, with death, with friendship, marriage, all of the things that make up our world today. And so I think people can relate if not to each character, then certainly the situations and the emotions that all of these human beings are going through.
Now, the play's coming up this weekend in the Drama Theater of the Fowler Center here at mm-hmm. ASU Jonesboro. Mm-hmm. And something special with the first production. Tell us about what's going to be happening at the Saturday night opening performance.
Friday night.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Friday night opening performance, February 28th. Well, every opening night, we have an opening night reception, dessert reception following the show. And the actors and our crew dress up and they get excited about this opening night and they come out for the reception so the audience can meet and mix and mingle. And it's just a fun atmosphere for an opening night. So all of our opening night audience members get to participate in that. I think it's going to be a great time. Bring a hanky.